Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the KSL.com Game Center podcast. It is Friday, February 24th, and today's guest is me, actually. Today, we're going to talk about Real Salt Lake, which is the team that I primarily write about and cover for KSL.com, and their season starts this weekend, tomorrow evening on the road, against the Vancouver Whitecaps. So there's a lot of kind of buzz going around, a lot of excitement with the MLS season starting up, another professional team here in Salt Lake kicking off their season. So I thought I'd hop on the mic for a bit and kind of talk about maybe what to expect, what to get excited about, and you know, what could happen not only this season, but, you know, this week and in the coming weeks. Real Salt Lake, as I mentioned, on the road against Vancouver tomorrow night, 8:30 PM Mountain Time kickoff, and a little bit different this year, as I'm sure many of you know, especially those RSL faithful. Games this year are not being broadcast on TV. They are, you know, as it goes in 2023, they're actually going to be streamed on the Apple TV app on something called MLS Season Pass. So if you want to watch RSL or MLS games this year, you're gonna have to do it on that app, which luckily is available, you know, pretty much wherever, whatever device you watch your content on. Not super expensive, you know, you're looking at about $10 a month or so. If you have T-Mobile, they just announced this week that anybody who is a T-Mobile subscriber will also get a free membership to MLS Season Pass, which, and now as I'm realizing, is a separate kind of add-on purchase that you have to make within the Apple TV app. But nonetheless, this is how you can watch the RSL games here. Obviously, quite a big change from years past. But you know, this is kind of the way things are going. So kind of an exciting development. And once you get that, you can watch all of the MLS games. So, you know, for whatever reason, if you want to check out next week's opponent, who happens to be the Seattle Sounders, who RSL has quite the history with, you can check out the Sounders game as well. So there's a lot more content, a lot more stuff to watch. There's going to be also non-live content, stuff that's made by the club, interviews with players, all that kind of fun stuff. So it's not just the games. You know, you're paying for a little bit more than that. So yeah, if you do want to watch the games, go make sure you check out Apple TV. But you know, let's get to what's actually going to be going on the field. So pretty similar team to the one, the RSL team that made the playoffs last year, had a game, a first round game in Austin, and it ended up losing that game in penalties. But you know, I think you could consider last season a success in many ways, having won against the Timbers on decision day to make it into the playoffs. And especially considering all the injuries that this team had, which is the primary storyline, I would say, going into this opening week and this season, is the return of Demir Krylak, who is the captain of this Real Salt Lake team. He's the last player that was selected to be an all-star for this team. Probably their best player, you know, scores goals, assists, does a lot of really important things for this team that were missed last year. He played three games in 2022, was out with a pretty severe back injury, had surgery, had a long rehab process, is still dealing with some of those symptoms from the back injury, but has been able to play as many as, you know, 45 to 60 minutes in preseason games so far. So the hope is that, you know, RSL has its captain, all-star and best player back, which is, you know, an upgrade over at least how they finished the season last year. They did lose a pretty important player in Sergio Cordova, who scored two goals in that playoff game against Austin. He was the primary striker for Real Salt Lake last season, and he does not return. In fact, he is on Vancouver now, part of the Whitecaps club. I'm not sure if he'll be playing tomorrow because pretty recent acquisition. I'm not sure, you know, with the visa and all that fun stuff, which has caused problems as well for RSL's international players. Not sure if he'll be playing tomorrow, but still kind of a funny, ironic moment there. As for who else will be suiting up, lacing up the boots for RSL, in addition to hopefully Krylak starting tomorrow night, Rubio Rubin, who many have viewed as kind of the replacement for Sergio Cordova in the striker position, not able to play tomorrow due to a previous red card that he received yellow card accumulation, I believe, actually. So he'll be out. Look for Anderson Julio to start up top for Real Salt Lake. Super fast, dynamic kind of goal scoring type. Usually has come off the bench previously in his technically two, but really just the last couple of years. Two stints, but he's been with RSL the last couple of years. Kind of viewed as like that super sub kind of thing. But I imagine he'll start. He's played a lot of minutes in the preseason up top for RSL, both creating and scoring goals. I had a chance to talk with him yesterday, and he's has a really great mindset, excited for this opportunity that he has to potentially start. Knows that their job and their area for improvement is to score more goals. This team didn't score a lot of goals last year, and they want to score goals, they want to win games, and he said that that's their big mentality right now. And that kind of that offensive improvement, especially when it comes to finishing in front of goal, is something that has been emphasized a lot over the last couple months by head coach Pablo Mastroianni in their practices and their preseason games and everything. I've had a chance to kind of observe and also talk with them about these kinds of things. Going back to Sergio Cordova, that was a big weakness for him. He was not the best finisher in front of goal. And that left a lot of points, a lot of goals on the table for RSL. And so, you hope that both with the players that are replacing him in the attack, and also the improvement that they've been able to see in the offseason can hopefully result in more goals. Who else have they brought in to help on the offensive side of the ball? Well, the biggest transfer fee in club history was made during this offseason for Carlos Andres Gomez, who is a 22-year-old Colombian winger. He has played. Oh, he's only played in Colombia. Quick, really, athletic kind of playmaker. I've heard that he is probably the fastest player on the team, and that's saying a lot because Anderson Julio is also very fast. And he's going to be pushing the pace for RSL along those wings, opposite of Jefferson Savarino, a Venezuelan who I think last year in the absence of Krylak was this team's best player. Created a lot of goals, scored a lot of goals when they weren't finding those via other avenues. So having those two on the wings, I'm not sure if Gomez will start necessarily tomorrow. He's only been with the team for a couple weeks now, but certainly an option there. If he doesn't start, I imagine he will play in some capacity. Those are kind of like the big additions. Krylak certainly seen as an addition because of the injury he suffered last year and not being with the team a lot. He'll be back. Look for Thomas Gomez to be in there and Anderson Julio to start up top. And then the other big change for RSL in this offseason was losing a fan favorite, a guy who's been around for a while and is a homegrown player in Aaron Herrera, who was the starting right back for this team. He was traded to Montreal, no longer with the team. And with that, it kind of there's a bit of a switch that happens in the defense for RSL. Luckily, you still have your two starting center backs in Marcelo Silva and Justin Glad. But Andrew Brody, who played mainly at left back last year as a right-footed player, will move to the right side and take Aaron Herrera's spot as the right back, which leaves 33-year-old Brian Oviedo, one of now three Brians on this Real Salt Lake team, all spelled differently, to be the left back for this team to replace Andrew Brody. He came on in the middle of last season, played here and there a little bit, and then went on and played in the World Cup with Costa Rica. So, kind of an experienced veteran, obviously with, being 33 years old, maybe not going to be able to go every game, but I think he's looking like the day one starter with just the experience that he brings in and his ability on that left side. The other addition, another Brian that was brought in just within the last week or so, is Brian Vera, who similarly plays in the defense mostly along that left side, but might be asked to be a backup as well in the center back position behind a guy like Marcelo Silva. He is not with the team yet due to visa immigration stuff. He's coming from Colombia and hopefully will be joining the team in the next few weeks, so will not be a factor tomorrow in Vancouver, but in the next over this season, Brian Vera is certainly someone to look for in the defense. So that's kind of what we're looking at as far as starting lineup tomorrow. There's a few options in the midfield that could go. Pablo Ruiz, Brian Ojeda are kind of like the main options there. We could also look at a guy like Jasper Lofelson, who played a lot of minutes last season as a rookie, an older rookie, albeit for RSL. And then a veteran guy like Scott Caldwell, who the team elected to kind of keep on, even though, he's not the flashiest player, didn't play the most last year, but is kind of like that solid presence in the midfield that can kind of keep things going for you. So that's kind of what you're looking at there. Excited to kind of get this season going. That match tomorrow in Vancouver should tell you a lot about, how these next few weeks and months can go for RSL. Is Krylak healthy? Is a guy like Carlos Andreas Gomez going to be a starter / really impactful player? What's the attack looking like? Are they really scoring more goals? They scored 5 goals in their preseason finale last week against the Chicago Fire, which is a great sign. Obviously, it's preseason. You can't, take too much off of it. But, scoring 5 goals against an MLS squad in any circumstance is something I think that you can be proud of and learn from. And so it seems like this team has made an effort to improve that attack, score more goals. So that should be something exciting to watch over this next little bit. RSL will not be at home until March 15th, March 11th, I believe, actually. Sorry. That second weekend in March against Austin, in fact, who they lost to in the playoffs. So kind of a fun rematch there. But not at home for the next couple weeks as they start the season on the road with some big tests in Vancouver and then Seattle. And by the time that the team gets back here to Sandy to play in front of the home fans, we should know, quite a bit about what this team's looking like, what those primary options are. I think you can definitely feel comfortable with the guys that they're bringing back to kind of maintain that consistency from last season. Justin Glad, who I think, one of the better center backs in MLS for sure. I think he should even be a national team prospect for the U.S. at this point, especially given some of their weaknesses at that position of center back. Just a tall, athletic guy, works hard, great motor, and he also scores goals. He's got a great head. And great dance moves also that he displays after scoring goals as well. If you haven't seen those, check out Justin Glad's goal celebration. It's a hoot for sure. I just kind of wanted to hop on, give that quick preview. Should be an exciting year. Should be fun. A lot of both new things to look forward to with RSL, but also some continuity that should keep this team certainly above water, if not in the upper echelon of Western Conference teams. You look at a team like LAFC who won the MLS Cup last year in the West from the Western Conference. RSL went to LA to start the preseason, beat them 2-0. They were going to have a big kickoff to the season tomorrow night in LA against the LA Galaxy. That game, however, has been canceled, unfortunately, due to weather. Starting an outdoor soccer season this early in the year, it's still February, it can be a little bit risky. We just got a huge snowstorm here in Utah, so that I'm sure that plays a big factor in why RSL is not playing at home for the first 2 weeks. But we were already seeing that, it's kind of causing some issues, not only in Utah, but across the league, even in California, which is known for its great weather. So, it's early in the season. It's just beginning, but I think it'll be fun. I know a lot of people are just excited that MLS is back. We can watch these players. We can watch these games. Check out the new streaming service on Apple and just see how it's kind of all going to go down. It could be crazy. It could be a mess, but hey, it's our MLS mess, right? So hope you guys enjoy it. And we will catch you guys next time on the KSL.com Game Center podcast.